wawan. Being number green gold margin. Yay!
Welcome back to the Jimmy's Army Podcast, Season 2, Episode 3. Back here, this is Daniel Hernandez, your host, here with...
Threw you a curveball.
Oh, wow, you just went in there with that. All right, that's not how we do this. We have a structure.
My mistake.
That was Tyler Williams. Tyler, what's up?
Oh, yeah, I'm just here to drink.
Okay. Eddie, what's going on here with Eddie Martz?
What's happening?
We're ready to talk a recap of an inspiring game against Colorado. We got a lot going on today that we'll talk about. We'll look ahead to next two games as well.
What is a switchback?
I don't know, but it beat us, whatever it is. And Matt Crane's here, too. He will not be on the mic, but he will be distracting us the whole time.
He's really good at it.
He is.
Yeah. It's a skill.
Before we kind of get started, I just wanted to go ahead and talk about our sponsor, Skinny Slims. We're out here at Skinny Slims when we record on Monday evening. Skinny's is going to basically live broadcast all the away games that the Energy have. So the first one we have coming up is here on the 17th, which is a Sunday at 9 because it's in Vancouver, and they're all the way on the west. So... Skinny's will have that game up, so if you're looking for something to do on a Sunday night, maybe you don't have Monday work or something like that, come on out to Skinny Slims. They're going to be showing the Vancouver games. Going to have a TV on outside if it's nice. Definitely have a TV on inside. But I also wanted to talk about an event they have coming up. By the time you hear this, you'll still have a chance to get in. On Thursday, April 7th, from 6 to 7 p.m., I don't know if you guys, a lot of you guys are beer people. Oscar Blues from Colorado is actually coming to Skinny's, which is a big deal.
Beer.
Well, beer. Sorry, not just Skinny's, but Oklahoma, period. Anyways, Oscar Blues is a really, really, really good beer. And they have quite a few different varieties that Skinny's going to have, five in total. They'll have Dale's Pale Ale, which is their most popular beer, also the American Outlaws beer, by the way. They'll have that on tap. They'll also have the Little Yellow Pilsner on tap as well, and they'll have three others from Oscar Blues. So again, that's on Thursday, April 7th, from 6 to 7 p.m. Come on out; it's going to be a good time. They're going to have some cool pint glasses with Oscar Blues on them, and also AO stuff. So if you guys, I know a lot of you guys that listen to us are also USA fans, because if you aren't, that's dumb. So I know you guys are psyched about that too.
That's very communist of you.
Go back to commie Russia, you commie. GTFO.
What does that mean?
Get the freak out. Get the F out. I can say F. I said F James Harden in the last podcast, I think.
You did say that.
You sound silly when you do it, so let's move along.
Family podcast, guys. So what we're going to do this podcast, we're going to go over the Colorado Springs game. We're going to talk about the two upcoming games. We'll look at our predictions, how we did. Hint, not very good. We'll make some predictions for the upcoming two games, look at around the league, and then we have a new segment that Tyler's going to talk about, so we'll get into that then. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Sure, why not?
Well, we can't do what we always do because Tyler already did it.
And we are all already did it.
Our bartender did that. By the way,
that's true.
Take care of your bartenders at Skinny's. They're awesome, even though they popped the can when we needed them not to. So... let's just do the sound. All right, guys, so let's jump right into the Colorado game. As you guys know, it was a 2-1 loss to Colorado in our home opener. And as always, we are going to do good, bad, and ugly. So let's jump right into it. Tyler, what was your good of this game?
Well, my good of this game was our pressure in the last 10 minutes. It reminded me a little bit that we actually have an offense. It exists.
We do.
Whereas the rest of the game
did not exist.
Chirp, chirp.
I was actually reminded of something while you said that I didn't mention the last time we tried to record this podcast. But really? Koenig was really coming back to get the ball, you know, because Biscoff was behind him in the formation. But there was a ton of times that Koenig was way back behind Biscoff, which is not what you want from if you're going to do a single striker system, as you know, Ty.
Well, here's the problem with that is Biscoff is also a a forward. Like, well, sort of.
He plays behind, but, you know, he's not.
He plays up there quite a ways, and I just don't think he comes back enough.
No, apparently he doesn't work.
He doesn't work back.
If you guys watch that game, Koenig was coming back to win the ball a bunch in the air, on the ground, everything. So, I agree. I agree that once that stopped, we really got better. So, Eddie, what was your good for the game?
My good for the game also involved the last 10 minutes. I mean, it just seems like we pressured a lot more. The intensity of the game really went up. And I think that if we would have played that way in any part of the first half, we would have been not necessarily even just in the game, but maybe even leading the game because we just – I mean, we pressured like – we finally pressured like we were at home instead of – you know, like Colorado Springs was at home, and we were just playing flat in the back.
Yeah, no, and yeah, so that kind of translates into my good. I had a different one down, but as I was thinking about it, my good for the game is that this is one we really can chalk up to first game jitters, you know, not gelling completely, because this team worked hard the entire game. They just had too many turnovers and did some things that are correctable.
Yeah.
So, but they played hard. They really did. So... okay, let's jump into bad. Eddie, what was your bad for the game?
My bad was that we started the season, I mean, with a loss, but kind of the same way we played last season. We were very slow in the beginning. We pick it up after halftime. And, you know, if we could just start a game, I mean, Jimmy's been talking about it a lot lately. If we can just start a game and play from the opening whistle to halftime the way we play from halftime to the end, we would be in a lot more games and not trailing the whole time.
You know, I kind of like to add on to that because it's pretty much my same bad. The first half and then some, probably about 50 minutes or so.
Yeah.
It really wasn't. It wasn't good. We had a huge lack.
Is that
of
why
possession.
It's your bad?
Boom.
Go ahead.
No, we had a huge lack of possession, and the only real attack was coming from the Colorado side, and they got two goals out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really came and took it to us, and you could see all of our attacks were going to the Y. We couldn't get anything in the midfield, which it goes into my bad, which was – and look, I know that Danny Gonzalez is a great player. My namesake, Daniel Gonzalez, he's going to be good. He's been good for us before, so I'm not ripping the guy to death, but – he wasn't good in this game.
His brother
was good. Yeah. His brother was good. Daniel wasn't very good.
His brother scored the game winning goal pretty much.
Right. Yeah, he did. Yeah. And it was a hell of a hit.
I hate him.
All alone.
Me too.
I still
but he
hate
didn't
him.
He didn't hit the PK that mattered though.
Daniel,
did
he?
No,
I
he
hate,
did not.
No. Daniel.
Yeah.
I hate your brother.
Yeah.
Both
hate
Daniels.
Ryan?
Both Daniels. Both
shout,
Daniels.
Shout out to Ryan. But yeah, no. Daniel Gonzalez wasn't good. He was subbed off at half, and he's our linking midfielder. You know, he is the one who links from Gaz up to Biskov and them. And he just wasn't good. He had a bunch of turnovers. He just wasn't up to what he usually does. So again, it's only bad in this game because I know he's going to be just fine. He played well for us last year, but. You'd like to see him play better in the opening game, and I know he will. So that was my bad. Let's go into our ugly. Tyler, what was your ugly?
Well, my ugly.
Bet I know what it is.
I bet you do, too.
I do, too.
That first goal. I'm just going to say it. That first goal.
The one they were offside?
Regardless of whether or not they're offside.
It
shouldn't
like,
have. Whether,
they
like,
weren't. But
the biggest issue I have with it is, was there a lack of communication? Was there at least miscommunication? Like what happened there, and why? Like why? Like you got.
I'll tell you. We talked about this before. I don't want to interrupt, but we talked about this the first time we tried to record this pod. you know,
and you got to keep bringing it up. Though
we're gonna keep bringing
continue.
It up.
I'm gonna chalk it up to Lorendi learning how to play with his new back line.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it any less ugly. Though.
No, it was still ugly
say,
for
you
sure.
You can say that till your face turns blue, and it's still ugly.
Sure.
Like your
face.
But
last season, we ripped Newton a new one for the first three games of the season, and then he turned out to be one of the best players on the team. So I feel like it's going to be the same way. You know, Lorendi's learning how to play with the new team. there's going to be a little communication breakdown in the beginning. And now that he's played an actual in-game experience and not just a preseason game, he's learning how to talk to his back line. Now, that meant he took out Sip and let them just pass a goal into the back of the net.
Sure.
But so, no, it wasn't
That's
pretty.
Hideous.
It wasn't pretty at all, but he's got to learn how to communicate.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler's right. It doesn't make it any less uglier than it was. But you like to think that that is the kind of stuff that is going to, again, easily correctable once you get used to your center back mates and the players that are in front of you
right.
and your defense and your communication. And because there was no reason for him to come out.
This would have been the perfect podcast to have him on.
Yeah, no. And we talked about this. He would have been equally or more critical than we were about him.
Way more critical.
And so, but we also talked about this. We like the fact that he's aggressive like that, and he comes out for the ball, and he's fearless. So
that was one of our bads against Evan last season was that he didn't come out of the box.
So we'll just chalk that one up as an error for a goalie that is not going to happen again, and
right.
we can move right on.
Yep.
If it happens again, we're going to ask him to come on, and then we're going to
and then break him down.
We're going to berate him.
You think Kyle Gregg got it bad? All right. So
you think it was awkward when Michael Thomas was on?
All right, Tyler. So we got a couple games going on. Why don't you tell me about those?
Well, since we are actually only doing this every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, we've got a little bit more to cover.
Sure do.
And you'll find these podcasts might be a little bit longer in the future, but that's because more information. To get
people want
to
hear us anyways.
Yeah, they
it's
like
the
our
voices.
Voice. It's the yeah.
The voices. Said,
you guys sound nice in my headset. but anyway, so this Saturday, April 9th, we have Energy is actually playing St. Louis FC at Taft Stadium, which, if you guys didn't know, was in Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City? It's weird that the OKC Energy, very nice. Play in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, man, not usually, but sometimes they do. Sometimes they play in UConn.
No, we don't
go in there.
We don't play.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
We don't play in UConn.
Sorry.
We play in Oklahoma City.
I had to.
That's it.
The St. Luligans.
Hey, so they do. We didn't mention this the first time we tried to record this podcast, but they're going to send some people up. And last time they were here, we had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah, there were a number of them that came up.
And they were cool people.
Yeah, no, great people.
So I know, actually,
I know
Matthew
they
Bird.
They love to troll on the internet.
Yeah.
And they're cool
in person.
And
be
people.
Rude that way. And, I don't blame them. But, they're great in person.
I blame
them.
Yeah,
so specifically there's one.
I would do it. I would troll. I would troll if it was easy targets.
There's one that we met, Matthew Bird. I think he does the podcast for St. Louis.
Yep,
100%. He listens to ours.
He inspired me to ask you to do this podcast because I know you've been wanting to do a podcast in the beginning.
Very nice guy. Very nice guy. He listens to our podcast. We listen to his podcast. And he'll be up this weekend, and we'll have a good time. Hopefully, they bring some good St. Louis beer.
That would be good.
Well, Schlafly's. So here's the thing about the whole St. Louis versus Energy. St. Louis has not been phenomenal.
Not the best start to the season.
No, not at all.
Similar to ours.
well, they've actually had three games,
had
though.
Three
that's,
games.
That's,
right.
Yeah, 3-1 is really not a good comparison. but their first game, they played the Real Monarchs.
Real Butterflies.
Ooh, that was a very guaranteed victory, right?
About that.
Let's talk about that guaranteed victory.
No, they lost 1-0.
Oh. What had happened was.
See what?
Their second game,
did they
played
like
LA Galaxy 2.
Oh, okay. Mm. And then?
Blowout.
And then what? They lost 3-0.
3-0.
But you know what? They brought it back and they played the Orange County Blues and lost. Just kidding. They won 3-1. But Orange County apparently is not going to be very good.
So, some players to watch for St. Louis. I'm not going to leave this out this time because I didn't last time we tried to record this.
Oh.
Vince Ciccarelli.
Sissy
has 2 goals. Oh, Sissy! Oh, yeah.
I swear, if you don't mention Duty.
Oh, dude, come on! You took it away from me. You know I was gonna. You son of a
booty.
did it on purpose.
I like that we have a sissy and a duty.
Yeah.
Sissy and a duty.
There is a name. There is the name of a guy on St. Louis. His name is Patrick Duty.
Duty.
And Duty. You guys remember last time we played St. Louis away?
Do you guys ever remember
the cameraman
we were
focused
mature?
On Duty? Oh, yeah, no, yeah. No. We're
right
we're
on his back, too. Yeah. Remember that last
right
time that
on
we
it.
Were actually mature on this podcast?
No.
No, when was that?
That was the first time we tried to record this podcast.
Yep. The, yeah. Like the first ever, probably. And
so,
even
full
then,
disclosure,
we
I'm just going to tell everybody. We recorded this full podcast this evening and realized we didn't record. So you're getting the second best version of us.
We didn't realize that we didn't record.
Yeah.
You guys don't have to edit it.
All right. So we do have St. Louis this Saturday at Taft, 7 p.m. Get out. Watch the Energy play. What's the game
they
after that?
They should be tired because they had a Wednesday game.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
they, yeah.
It was like last Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Like
still.
They'll still
but
have
still,
a week's rest.
They've played.
They played three.
They played three, which is the highest amount that any USL team has played. So yeah. It's something to be said about that. You know.
Then we got the White Caps away.
I mean, you spit in 100, but whatever. So
what's our next game?
Like 100%. So our next game after that is an away game: Energy versus White Caps 2.
Vancouver, eh?
What's that, a boot?
A boot.
Vancouver, I hear their pitch smells like maple syrup.
Oh.
That joke was funny the first time you told it.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, I'm still trying to imagine a pitch smelling like maple syrup, and I really just want French toast
now. Just makes me hungry.
French toast. But anyways.
Can we get some poutine?
We get to play a familiar foe.
Just
actually,
going off
and
across the border for some
I'm
French
just,
fries
I'm
and
just
gravy.
Gonna, I'm just gonna throw this out here. We play a familiar foe. Do you guys know?
No, he's dead to us.
He scored the first ever goal for the Energy.
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas.
Yeah,
Michael
he'll be there.
Yeah, Michael Thomas.
Danny Koenig.
No. But really, we play against
Tyler
Williams. Our first viewing
of
Kyle Gregg. And
oh god,
you know.
Is he the one who says his name like Greg, but there's an I in there, so
he's
you,
old
you
Greg.
Just don't say it?
Yeah, it's silly, but. Apparently we have some breaking news here. One of our fans.
He's totally shocked.
Ira, it's the remix to the podcast.
seriously, though, since we've been talking about Kyle Gregg, Jim Jackson apparently has something to say about
Jim.
Him. So let's go here.
JJ.
It's the smallest Jimmy in the world.
We have Jim Jackson, and he says hello to you.
Hello nice. To you.
Hey, what's up, Jim?
What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, I heard you guys talking about my boy Kyle Gregg.
Boy.
Yeah, he's
Isn't
a good
he
guy.
In Canada?
He's in Canada, and he listens to the podcast sometimes.
What? Oh, no way.
We ripped him last week, or
well,
2 weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Something like he's dead to us.
Well, he is. He left us.
Because he's not American, and he went to Canada to play.
Right. Okay. It's all making sense now.
I mean, to be fair, it was his decision.
Yeah.
It kind of was. But I wanted to share some stuff that he sent to me because I thought it was kind of important. He said the reason he left was actually because of the way Jimmy and the club was treating him, especially at the end of the season. And he said along with Pebo, Duke, and Van Comprenal, all of them weren't being treated very well by the Energy. This is the dude that scored our very first goal. It's in a trophy box at the store right now.
That's a Hiroshima bomb right there. That's a nuke.
That's like Canada's.
Hiroshima was a sad way to bring that up.
Just drop bombs on us.
More like Nagasaki. Buzzkill.
Yeah.
No, but seriously. So it brings up the question, how is our front office treating our players? Why would they let him get away? He was our second leading goal scorer.
He was good.
He was. But here, I'll be totally honest with you. I am completely biased towards Kyle Gregg. He was my favorite player, so I was super sad to see him leave. Happy for him that he's now been named captain. He's got 2 goals in 2 games. But it's an interesting question, and you know I don't know how is the front office treating our players, and how's that gonna affect us this year?
I don't change my opinion from last week, or 2 weeks ago.
I changed mine. Also, I fully understand that our podcast is named after somebody who was just indicted, basically by that statement. But
well, we only have one side of the story, right?
We do, and to Kyle Gregg.
Maybe we should get that other side.
You're moderately moderately dead to me.
Moderately dead.
He was dead earlier.
Here's what it is. I'm wondering if he's in a little bit fired up for our first away game.
Yeah, probably. And
Cyprian, if you're listening to this.
Yep. Eddie, we made an agreement, didn't we?
Daniel and I will go halvesies on your game pay to just take him out of the game early.
Plus beer. We'll even add beer in.
And beer.
It's probably going to be cheap beer, but it's still beer.
If you need a shot of Jameson, Tyler will throw that in.
Yeah, so far, Sip or Cody
or
Andrews.
Or Cody Andrews.
Or Michael Thomas.
Yeah, MT.
Or Kalen Ryden. Back line.
Honestly, like Lorendi, if you come out and just take his knee out.
Oh, yes, Lorendi. I feel like he drinks J-Mo.
He took Sip out pretty good last game, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Easy.
Easy. Whoa. But, yeah, good point. So any of you guys, we'll pay your game day salary plus cheap beer and
hams.
And yeah, it was cheaper than hams. Steel Reserve. I got the Steel Reserve.
Little Colt 45.
And Tyler will buy shots if you take out Kyle Gregg. Period. Straight up.
Straight up.
I don't agree with that, but I do want the energy to destroy Vancouver.
Very good.
But don't hurt that good guy.
We don't want to hurt him. We just want to take him out for the game. So like a ankle thing, and then he's cool for the next game.
Just like a slight knee thing.
ACL, MCL, PCL.
Which maybe just like pull a hammy.
Okay.
Force him to
hyperextend. Can he just get the flu for the game?
Somebody put something into his food.
That's self-inflicted.
No, somebody put something into his food, like in the movies.
Maybe slip some X-Lax into the Gatorade bottle.
Boom, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're good.
All right. Well, Jim,
we'll just start calling him Turd Ferguson.
Thanks for dropping the knowledge on us. We did not expect that today.
Well, thanks for letting me come on. And your guys' setup is legit. You guys do some work here. I really pictured like three dudes with their Xbox mics in their mom's garage.
Well,
That was last season.
Upgrade.
This is 2016 now, Jim.
We're all about the technology and all that.
They don't do any of it. It's me.
Yeah, it's true.
Tyler is the one that broke our first piece of equipment this season.
And our first podcast that we tried to do for this podcast.
Right. And he was in charge of the sound for last podcast, and we all know how that turned out.
Yes. We still love Tyler and Jim.
His redemption. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Jim is a good guy, member of the grid. Last season he was part of the leadership group. So come out, check Jim. You'll see his huge, crazy beard. Say what's up to him. Ask him what you want to know about Kyle Gregg, because apparently he knows everything about
the bromance is blossoming.
It is. All right. So, again, thank you, Jim. And just a reminder that all away games at Skinny's, come out to Skinny's. They'll be broadcasting the Energy away games here. So, on April 17th at 9, come on out and watch the Vancouver game at Skinny's. You don't have anything to do on Sunday, come on out. As well as all the other away games, they'll be broadcasting them here. So, especially on nice patio nights when you can sit outside and watch it. Ain't nothing better than that. So
nothing better.
Yeah, that's right. Come on out and watch the away games for OKC Energy here at Skinny's. Let's go ahead and jump into our predictions. So we had predictions for the Colorado game. We also need to make some predictions for the upcoming games. So let's look back. Eddie, what was – oh, you didn't have one.
I was not present.
So 6-0.
6-0.
Tyler, what was your prediction for the Colorado game?
Well,
6-0.
I believe I had 2-0.
So that was a fail.
Yes.
Dummy.
Yes.
And I had 3-1 OKC. So we're all dummies. And so fine, we all lost. We're all 0-1.
We're all terrible and stupid.
But let's look forward. So let's look at our St. Louis predictions. Ty, what you got for that one?
Well, I personally believe in a nice good old 2-1.
2-1, nice.
Yeah.
I have a 6-0 to the Energy.
6-0.
Excellent.
Either that or
the true Eddie way.
I think it's going to be a close one.
close 6-0.
Hedging his bets.
I think it's going to be 1-0 to the Energy.
Okay.
1-0.
Wow.
And I have 2-0 to the Energy. I have a dose of Cero. So go Energy, dose of Cero.
I like to feel like if we kill them, I'm right. And if we just barely beat them, I'm still right.
We're taking the second one you said. That's right. We're not taking the 6-0.
I'll take both.
If you're going to be a man.
Thank you, Ty Ty.
If you're going to be a man, say 6-0 and I'll write that down.
I will take both.
If you're going to be a little B.
Okay. So Is there something we should look out for?
We should also have predictions for the Vancouver Whitecaps game.
Yeah.
Ty, what's your prediction?
Oh, we're starting with me. Oh, goodness. Wow, put on the spot. Good God.
You started last time. I'm going to go.
Okay, Eddie.
I'm going to go 6-0 away. Energy.
Wow, Eddie.
Also, it could be 2-1.
Okay.
Energy.
So wow, 6-0 to Eddie.
Okay, all right.
Tyler?
I had a 3-2.
Shootout.
Trey Sados.
Doesn't sound as good.
Doesn't.
I thought it was going to be close.
You think it's going to be close
because
it hasn't happened yet.
Well, I'm in the future.
Okay.
Future. I think it's going to be close. And,
he said he thought it was going to be close, so it means it was closer to 6-0. Right.
Yes.
Anyways, so no.
I like that you think it's going to be a shootout, though.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, 3-2. Western.
All right, and I'm done.
Okay, so I'll do my prediction, and I'm not going to be a super homer like I always am. I am going
Whitecap
with
victory?
1-1.
How's that fence feel?
Boomy. Well, it hurts my mid-region.
Daniel, right. Are you getting a lot of splinters up in there?
No, it's an iron fence.
Is it stockade?
Wow.
It's the metal one that you have in your normal backyard.
That's got to be even
What kind
more
of backyards do you have?
That's chain link.
Chain link, that's it.
Wait. Hold on. You have a chain link fence in your backyard?
I do.
Balling rich people.
Midwest city.
I'm like 99% of humankind. I don't have the privacy fence like people in Edmond.
Wow.
Chain link is like, so it's still tall enough to keep your dogs in, but not tall enough to where you can still see the crime happen.
That's why I own guns.
Oh.
All right, so Tyler, why don't you take us around the league, man?
All right, so let me take you on a journey, because this really actually technically is going to be kind of a journey.
How long of a journey is this going to be?
Gosh, forever.
Like a 2 week?
Honestly, I'm just going to roll through it, so you guys have to bear with me.
All right, quickly.
March 25th is when the season kicked off, and we had two games that night. It was a Friday night. We had Bethlehem Steel play FC Montreal, and Bethlehem Steel, the Jesus Steel, won 1-0.
Over Canada.
So USA won. Canada none. Yes, victory. Then we had Sacramento Republic beat Seattle Sounders 2, 1-0.
Which Sacramento packed their stadium.
No,
they had like 11,000 people there.
Oh, yeah, they're killing it in that. We hate them, but they're
MLS
killing
bound.
It. Yes, 100%. I mean, it's pretty much already confirmed. Then we had a really fun game, Toronto at FC 2 versus New York Red Bulls 2. Let's guess. 2-2. So, moving along, the Harrisburg City Islanders played the Richmond Kickers, and Richmond spanked it 3-1. Louisville City played Charlotte Independence, and the Louisville City, I don't even know if they have any kind of mascot or anything, but they won 1-0. FC Cincinnati lost their first game against Charleston Battery, 1-0. Wilmington Hammerheads beat Orlando City B. Yeah, they beat a B team. Oh, that's horrible. How dare they? 2-1. Then we had the Rio Grande. The Toros lost to our hated rivals, Tulsa. Boo.
Tulsa sucks.
Yeah, Tulsa sucks.
I peed everybody while he was doing that, but I'm back.
Daniel,
now
you didn't have to say anything.
I'm sorry.
2-0. Daniel, just don't say anything for the rest of the podcast. Portland Timbers.
That's cool.
2.
I already recorded this podcast one time.
Portland Timbers 2 beat, I'm just kidding, Los Oswalt Park. Queens Park, either way, they both suck. 2-1. St. Louis lost to Salt Lake City or the Real Butterflies. 1-0. We already kind of hit on that.
I feel like butterflies are prettier than monarchs, so you're actually.
Monarch butterflies. You ever seen a monarch?
Monarchs are butterflies.
Monarch butterfly is a beautiful.
Do we need
creature
to go into butterfly like specimen?
Please.
Oh, my goodness. No, don't get
It'd
me
be
started.
Better than this
don't
around the league roundup.
Before I drank all night and recorded this twice,
well, no, people,
I was thinking
people
about
gotta
a moth.
Hear about it, and then you better stop.
All right, I'm stopping.
So Vancouver 2 actually beat Orange County, but we also talked about how Orange County is probably going to be awful this season.
Not very good.
Yeah, so they won 1-0. LA Galaxy 2 beat Arizona in a surprise upset, 2-0.
Tyler's favorite team.
Oh, yeah. I love Arizona.
Nope.
Oh, my mistake. Yeah, I love Arizona. No, but anyways, literally, I'm going to say week one was a lot of boring games. Like, it was just boring.
I'm bored listening to you go through it.
I know, right?
The second time.
Oh, it makes it even worse the second time.
It does. Keep going, Ty.
Our newest rivals, well, sort of rivals, or, well, the next team we play at least, St. Louis got spanked.
St. Louis sucks.
LA Galaxy 2, 3-0.
Please don't call St. Louis a rival.
Bring it. Yeah, bring it, St. Louis. We ready.
They you know, they keep trying to have those, like, lay-it-on-the-table competitions about how great they are, and I'm like, all you sound like to me is Cardinal fans, and everyone hates Cardinal fans, so shut up.
One out of three Louis Cardinal sucks. Fans are as stupid as the other two.
My favorite team won a game, though. Arizona United beat Seattle Sounders 2-0.
Sounders suck. They lost like 3 in a row.
Yep.
A.K.A. Their first three games.
Richmond Kickers and the Wilmington Hammerheads had a real nail-biter at 0-0. Charleston Battery and Orange, or what was the OCB, Orlando City?
B team.
My mistake. Yeah, the B team. They had a real tough battle at 0-0 as well. So another real boring result. Red Bulls 2. They beat Louisville City 2-0, which is kind of weird because Louisville City actually had a decent game the first game and then they lost to a horrible team. But anyways, Harrisburg City lost to Charlotte Independence 2-1. The Rhinos had their first game, El Champions. They beat the Pittsburgh Riverhounds 1-0 in true park the bus fashion, I'm sure.
It works.
It apparently works. Swope Park is still terrible, but
they're going to be good.
They beat Tulsa 2-1, and we hate both of them.
Didn't we already talk about that game?
No.
Like in this actual recording?
That was like an hour ago.
No. Okay.
Go ahead. Swope Park. F Tulsa.
Yes. F both of them. LA Galaxy 2 and Real Monarchs actually had a decent game at 3-3.
Very good. Yeah. So, is that it?
No. Okay. Actually, St. Louis finally won a game and beat Orange County 3-1. Vancouver beat Toronto 3-1. Arizona lost to Sacramento 1-0. Cincinnati beat Bethlehem Steel 2-1. San Antonio beat Seattle 3-0.
San Antonio Spurs?
Yeah, the Spurs. Dude, yes.
Hey, let's make the Spurs jokes again because they were funny the first time.
Tony Parker had a goal. Tim Duncan, Rubinho to him.
Yes. Tim Duncan anchors the back line. Right. Ginobili's our attacking mix. He's Argentinian.
And
Ginobili just kind of runs up the middle.
And you know what? Let's be honest. No one else on the team matters.
Right.
No.
But they are still never going to lose at home.
And they have the greatest logo ever.
Yes.
Greg Popovich coaching the team.
Yep. Popovich coaching the team, and they're just
if you haven't seen it, it looks
fundamentally
exactly like the basketball team.
They're literally the most fundamentally sound team in the league.
Although they're getting old.
Also, they're going to rest some of their players for some of the games.
Yes, right.
Because they're old.
Their starters have to rest.
But they'll still be the 2 seed
in
the West.
Popovich really knows how to coach a team. You know, he's so fundamentally intelligent as a coach.
Although he's a fan of the 4-4-2, which I don't get.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You know.
Who knows?
Whatever.
Go Spurs.
Go Spurs.
Weird.
Meow.
Soccer. All right. So, is that it now?
That's got to be it.
Yay.
It's close enough.
Oh, wait. No, I got a few more. Just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
Just playing. Okay, so we're done with Around the League.
Nice. Okay, so just to kind of sum it up for you guys in the West, just to do the top of the table, LA 2 is at the top with 7 points, but they have had 3 games. Vancouver Whitecaps, Swope Park Rangers / Queens Park Rangers, and Sacramento Republic are second with 6 points. In the East, you have a little bit more balance. New York Red Bulls, Richmond, Wilmington and Charleston are at the top with 4 points. So just to give you guys an idea of what's going on around the league, you should be knowing these teams and the scores because these are the teams we're going to play and see in the playoffs. So
well, it's also very early.
Playoffs.
So it's
these are the teams we're going to beat in the playoffs.
It's playoffs? We're talking about playoffs?
Playoffs? No, but it's kind of early to tell anything at this point. It's just, you know, it's kind of there.
Sure, but we don't want to just ignore it until halfway through the season. We got to talk about it, so we will.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so we have a brand new segment. I didn't know if we would ever get to this segment because this is where
oh,
we stopped
hallelujah.
The first.
We didn't get to this segment first, the first recording.
Yeah, we didn't. So now let's get to it, Tyler. What is this segment?
Okay, so we have a new segment. And since the reason I kind of came up with this segment and wanted to do it was because.
It's because he likes to bitch about things.
Yes. Yes, well, there's been a lot of that going around in the supporters group, so I figure we might as well, like,
embrace it
and
big
just
old hug.
Just become that club that complains.
So and what is it?
So we call it 60-second rant.
I call it 1-minute rant.
The
you're right, Eddie, and you're wrong, Tyler.
Thank you.
Regardless, okay, we call it the 1-minute rant.
60
it's
seconds
actually
sound
60
better.
Second. Rant.
Regardless, so each of us, it's the same amount of time, same time increment. So
it's
you guys
close.
can both go to hell. this is a time where each of us gets about a minute to just go off.
We have a whole minute, take the whole minute or we can't. We're actually being timed, so we
I'm
don't go.
It.
And but here we're gonna talk about it, our rants too. So who's going first?
Let's go. Let's let Tyler take his.
I like it.
Segment.
It's his segment, so he gets to go first.
Tyler,
Eddie
60
is
seconds.
Timing it. Ready and
go.
Okay, so my biggest problem with the team right now and everything surrounding
five
it
seconds gone
is the fact that we can't play in a first half. Literally, what is going on there? We had the same problem last year. We couldn't fix it this year. We even brought in new players to. Think that it would help us fix that sort of issue, but the real big problem is what is going on with the first half. We the midfield just decides to shut down and not do anything the entire time.
30
and
seconds.
We just kind of sit back. We sit back and don't play. And this isn't regardless of a home game or an away game. We just don't care about the first half. And everybody,
15.
Even Michael Thomas last week said, we're not a first-half team. Why can't we get a goal in the first half? Why can't we do anything in the first 20 minutes? We had the problem in preseason. Now we have the problem in
Stop
the regular
your rant.
Season.
That's it. 60 seconds.
Very good, Tyler. So let's talk about that. So this is something that Jimmy talked about before the game, how we needed to start quick. And Jimmy talked about after the game how we didn't, and we did exactly what we always did and what they talked about in preseason to not do, which was be a second-half team. So I agree with you. Any other thoughts?
Nope.
Okay. We're all on the same page.
I might have some more thoughts, but I'm not even going to go into
it's
it
the end
because
of your
I already
seconds.
Have my 60 seconds.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and take mine second
okay.
because I want help from both of you guys on my rant because I'm not going to take a full minute because I don't just – blab about stuff as long-winded as Tyler does.
Yes, you do.
And I feel like both of you helping me as the three capos of the grid, all of our input is important here. So here we go. You ready? I'm going to start my own time now.
Okay.
All right, boys. My rant is about how we don't have to chant the entire game. We sing songs when the feeling is right. We sing when the boys come in. We randomly sing chants throughout the first. We randomly sing chants throughout the second. The last game we were there, the opening season, everybody just begged us to sing like the entire second half. I feel like we need to let the game breathe, and we do not need to sing the whole time. Thoughts?
I completely agree.
I agree too. Not only because I kind of like to watch a little bit of the game, but at the same time, like, what's the point in singing the whole time?
Look,
like, really,
enjoy
what
the game.
Does it do?
We need to learn how to interact when the game is going on to how things are happening in the game. If one of our players makes a good play, we don't have to sing a chant for that. We can clap or we can say yay. No, let's keep
we're
freaking
keep going,
talking
though.
About this.
No. This is more than a minute because
my rant was
done.
Only 30 seconds.
Your
you guys are adding on to it.
So yeah.
Yes.
This is our add-on. Here's another good factor I think is important is, like, okay, how does that connect with the game? Like, if we're just chanting, maybe an opposition plays something different and we'd have an actual chant for it. Then we're just kind of like, or maybe we're chanting in the middle of something, and then all of a sudden they score, and we're like,
which
okay,
is what happened
now
last
now
week.
Now we just feel stupid.
Yeah,
like
we were chanting and not watching the game, and they scored a goal.
And there is a place for situational chants, and we know that too. So when we have a corner or a dangerous free kick, we'll sing for those.
Right.
We'll sing when they come out. We'll sing at halftime. We'll sing again. But here's the deal. You don't sing every 5 seconds, because then once you get to the second half and they really need us to sing for them, everybody is tired and done.
Some of it has to be FC Dallas has too.
Yes, they
do. Some of it has to be organic, and the crowd
needs to be organic.
The crowd just needs to be to do their thing.
Yeah, you react to the game rather than the game reacting to you, because it's never going to react to you.
Now, I will say this. I appreciate everybody in the stands that are very zealous and want to sing all the time and like want. But I'm telling you, it means more when we save it for when it matters.
I'm okay with like with fans starting their own chants, because it's what they're feeling at that moment in the game. But just to sing, but just singing to sing, like they don't need that. I mean, they need to let the game breathe, and we need to figure out when chants fit with the game.
See, because if the fans can just sing whatever they want, like in our group, and I love everybody that's in there, we'll just do OKC 500 times. And here's the deal.
It's like listening to the I Believe chant at US game.
Yes, but here's the deal. This should be my rant. The OKC chant is a great chant. It's one that we have that nobody else has. The problem is we sing it 800 times, so it doesn't mean something when we need it to mean something.
Right.
So let's not do it 800 times in the game. Let's save it for when we really, really need it.
We heard you sucking the last bit of water the first four times.
I could go on about that, because I've had that feeling since like the very first game.
I was just kind of wanting to move on.
Okay, well, do I have a minute?
Yeah, all right, I got
mine also has to do with fans.
You should probably only get about 30 seconds, because you went real. All
right, Daniel, 3. Oh, my mistake. 2-1 rant.
Okay, so this has nothing to do really with the people in our section in the north end, the supporter section, because they're always there for the game.
Yep.
They're always a part of it. But as I was watching the recording for the Colorado Switchbacks game, and they did different camera angles and stuff like that, I happened to notice the huge amount of people who do not sit down or stand up and watch the game. So you have all of these kids, you know, hundreds of them playing in the
seconds.
North end, doing their different thing. Don't you time me, damn it. This is my
rant.
It's going past a minute.
Go.
They don't sit and watch the game. There are people going to the who knows where, the concession stand, who knows what they're doing, but they're not watching the game. We always talk about not getting into the English game and not doing these things, but
10 seconds
they
left.
Sit
10 seconds.
And they watch the game. And then during breaks, like halftime and then a game, they go and do stuff. Sit down and watch the game, period.
Time.
Okay, so I kind of understand what you're saying. To me,
that was a really good cutoff.
Yeah. But to me, this is not like a, hey, we've got a babysitter moment. Like, this is a game. This is a sporting event. Just like you would keep your child calm during a Thunder game when they're sitting in their seat. So should you do so in an energy game?
Yeah.
Like,
look, I'm all about.
We don't have babysitters here.
I'm all about, you know, the kids having fun and stuff. That's why you can come, like, literally 4 hours before the game and do all of those things. But literally, sit down and watch the game, because it's good. Watch the
game. You're
not
supposed to talk in this segment. This is me and Eddie.
No,
yeah.
We're all allowed to talk about it.
He can talk about
it. You had so much to say.
You're not allowed to not record us the first time we recorded this whole damn podcast.
My next rant is going to be about
Tyler
not recording the podcast. Yeah.
Anyways, so. I'm just saying, like, watch the game.
Yeah.
Please.
No, it's definitely one of those things where, you know, people are appreciating it as more of a babysitting.
If you feel like you're not getting into it, come hang out with us on the north end for
10
or 15
it.
Minutes.
Yeah, we'll
and then take that back
absolutely.
To your section.
And I'll just say one more thing about this. I was watching the video of the game. No, I'm still going. You stop.
60-second
rant. I'm the host of this thing, okay? Mm, you listen to me.
Hello.
So
is this thing on?
Is this thing on?
It's on. You guys can talk, too, after I say this.
I'm going to unplug your mic.
We said 1 minute, but there seems to be more than 1 minute going on.
Sounds like we're going for a 1 minute, 15-second rant. And go.
Give me 15 seconds. You ready?
Yeah. Go.
Forgot what I was going to say.
Boom. Time's up.
Damn. Thank you. All right.
So to wrap up the podcast tonight.
Oh, you're wrapping it up?
Yeah. No.
Go ahead.
I'll wrap it up. I got this.
Do you have more to say?
I did, but it's too late. You messed it up.
You look so upset about it.
No. I figured you'd have my back after you mess up the whole recording of this first part of the podcast. No, it's cool. No, there's no liberty or grace given here, my friends.
Well, guys, this is going to be kind of abrupt.
Garrett, I love another beer, my friend. I would love one. Yeah.
But here's the thing. We were going to talk about Rayo, but we ran out of time. We hope you guys have a great night.
Have a good night. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week or 2 weeks from now.
Peace.